says the Mishnah, Chav Tesamid Aleph, Kol Mitzvahs HaBein Ala Av, any mitzvahs that a father has to do for a son. Now, you don't really see that in those words. The words Bein Ala Av could go either way. It could mean son for a father or father for a son. The Gemara is going to explain how we know that it means any mitzvahs that a father is obligated to do for his son. Anashim Chayavin V'Nashim Peturos. Men have to do, women are exempt from. V'kol mitzvos ha'av ala bein, any mitzvos a son has to do for a father, echad anashim ve'echad nashim chayavin. Both men and women are chayiv, which essentially means kibud aveim. A son has to do that for a father, a daughter has to do it for a father also. V'kol mitzvos ha'sei shazman grama, anashim chayavin ve'nashim peturos. Any time-bound positive mitzvos, men are chayavin and women are paterin. Rashi defines what's shazman grama. Rashi says shazman gorem la shetavo. The zman, the time, is what causes that mitzvah to come. Such mitzvahs, men are chayavim, women are pater. V'kal mitzvah saseh shalo zman grama. Whenever it's not a time bound, but it is a positive mitzvah, echad anashim ve'echad anashim chayavin. Both men and women are obligated. V'kol mitzvahs lo saseh. But when you're dealing with a lo saseh, it makes no difference whether it's time-bound or not. Bein shazman grama, bein shalo azman grama, whether it's time-bound or not, echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim chayavin. Both men and women are obligated. So who's allowed to eat a cheeseburger? Nobody. No one is allowed to violate a lo saseh. Chutz, with three exceptions. Bal takif, the issur of cutting off your payas, women are allowed to do that if they are so inclined. Ubal tashchis, the issur of shaving their beard with a razor, so the bearded lady at the circus, if she wants to shave with a razor, she may do so. Ubal tetame lemesim, and the issur of becoming tame to a dead body. Who's not allowed to become tame to a dead body? Says Rashi, ubal tetame de kohanim. The issur that a kohen is not allowed to become tame to a dead body is only for men. Women, female kohanim, are allowed to become tame to dead body. So, main point number one, the Mishnah lists which mitzvos women are exempt from and which mitzvos they are obligated in. We don't have to mention all of them right now, just that's it. List which ones they're exempt from, which ones they're obligated in. First order of business for the Gemara is to figure out that phrase, mitzvos haben ala av. What does that mean? Mitzvos that a son does for a father, or that a father does for a son? My kol mitzvos haben ala av. What is this phrase, kol mitzvos haben ala av? What does it mean? Ilema, if you're going to say kol mitzvos demichayev bra lemev la'aba, that it's everything that a son is obligated to do for his father. Bra over here means a son. All mitzvos that a son is obligated to do for his father. And the Mishnah is telling me, nashim peturos, that women would be pater from such mitzvos. Well, that can't be. It can't be that the Mishnah is telling me that whatever a child has to do for a parent, a girl does not have to do. You know how I know that that can't be? Vahatanya, because we have a brisa that says, when the Torah teaches me, ish ima vaviv tira'u, that a person has to have mora av ve'eim, we learn ish. The Torah says the word ish. Ainli ela ish. From the word ish, I would only know that a man is obligated. Isha minayin. How do I know that a woman is also obligated? Keshu omer ish imo va'aviv tira'u. When the pasuk says ish imo va'aviv tira'u, they should have mora. Who's they? It's not the father or mother. They don't need to have mora. Who has to have mora of their parents? Both a son and a daughter. They, plural, they, the son and the daughter. Ah, harei kan shnayim. You see that it's talking about two different kinds of children need to have mora of their parents. So that's how you know that both a son and a daughter are obligated in the obligations a child has toward a parent. So don't tell me that the words kol mitzvos haben ala av means what a child does for a parent. So Amar Rav Yehuda Hachikamar, Rav Yehuda says this is what it means. Kol mitzvos haben hamutalos ala av la'asos libno. It means any mitzvah for a son that a father is obligated to do for a son, anashim chayavim v'nashim peturos. That's what the Mishnah is telling me, that a father is obligated but a mother is not obligated. All those responsibilities of a parent to a child is only father to child, not mother to child, says the Gemara. But we have a problem with that also, because tanina laha, we already know this from a braisa. The Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us, Ha'av Chayiv Bibno. Here are the obligations a father has toward his child. Each one of these obligations is a massive sugyo. We could spend so much time on each one. Here are the obligations a father has to his son. Lamolo, what does that mean? Give him a bris. Lift doso. Pidyon HaBen. Lalamdo Torah. Teach him Torah. Lasio Isha. Ooh, that's a Kiddushin related one. Marry him off. He's got to marry him off. Ulalamdo Umnus. To teach him a profession. Also a major sugya. V'yesh Omrim Afla Shito B'mayim. Very famous line. The Gemara says, some say you even have to. Anyone know what that means? Teach him how to swim. Why do you have to teach him how to swim? Zakt Rashi Afla Shito B'nar Shema Yifrosh B'sfina. He might go on a boat trip somewhere. V'titva, the boat will sink. V'yistakein im ein yodei lashut. And he will be in danger if he does not know how to swim. Meaning you need to teach your kids skills for life. You need to teach them how to keep themselves alive.
Where is that Rashi?
That's Afla Shito B'nahar. This is the Dibra Maschul. It's a little bit higher up. Afla Shito B'nahar. So says the Braisa further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol she'enu melamed espino umnus melamed listus. Anyone who doesn't teach his child a profession is teaching him to be a bandit. Says Mar listus salkadaitach. Really, you're teaching him to be a mugger just because you're not teaching him a profession? You're not teaching him anything. What do you mean? As Rashi says, listus salkadaitach v'lo yosha v'lo lamdo klum. You just sat there and didn't teach him anything. Why would you call that you're teaching him how to be a thief? So says Gemara, Ela ki'ilu melamdo listus. It's as if you're teaching him to be a thief, because if you never taught him how to make money, what's he going to do? He's going to need to eat, he's going to need money, and if he doesn't know how to do anything, he's likely going to resort to crime in order to be able to make his money. So main point number two will be, the phrase kol mitzvos haben ala'av means that which a father must do for his son, and mother is exempt. The phrase kol mitzvos haben ala'av is that which a father must do for his son, mother is exempt. Now here's going to be the first topic we're going to be focused on in the Iyun section of our shiur. Lamolo. A father has an obligation to give his son a bris mila. Says the Gemara, mi nalan. How do I know that? Where do I know that a father has to give his son a bris? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Vayimol Avraham es Yitzchak beno. Avraham gave a bris to Yitzchak his son. Says Gemara, Vehecha dolomale avua mechayiv beidina lemimale. And let's say someone's father didn't give him a bris mila, so then Beis Din has to give him a bris mila. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, He mol lachem kol zachar. Now you should make sure every male has a bris mila. So that's an obligation on the Beis Din. And what if they don't do it? Vehecha dolomale beidina. If Beis Din didn't give him a bris mila, mechayiv ihul mimhal nafshei, then he has to give himself a bris mila. Tichsiv va'arel zachar asher lo yimol es pesar arlaso v'nichrisa. End quote. Because the pasuk says an uncircumcised male who never had a bris mila is chayiv kares. So that is how, that's the three-pronged obligation of bris mila. What are the three prongs? Step one is chayiv on father. Father doesn't do it, chayiv on Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't do it. Guy's got to take care of it himself. But ihi minalan delo mechayva. How do I know that the mother is not obligated? Where's mother in that whole process? So Gemara says dichsiv, because the pasuk says kasher tziva oso elokim. Pasuk says as God commanded oso. Oso means him. So what do we see from there? Oso velo osa. It's only him that's commanded, not her that's commanded. Only father, not mother. So says Gemara, right. Avram was commanded, Sarah was not commanded. Oso velo osa. I think Rashi makes that point. Oso velo, is there a Rashi there? Yeah, kasher tziva oso. Yeah, so what does it say? Velo es Sarah. God commanded Avram, not Sarah. Says Gemara, okay. But Ashkhan Miyad. So we find that that was the immediate command of God, that Avram should do it, not Sarah. But Ledoros Minalan. How do I know that even in future generations, women don't do it? Maybe God was just saying, that first generation, Avram should do it, not Sarah. How do I know in all generations, women don't do it? Answers the Gemara, Tana Debe Rav Yishmael, Kol Makom Shneamar Tzav. Whenever the word Tzav appears, Eino ela zirus miyad uledoros. It's the Torah's way of saying that you gotta do it with alacrity, and it applies for all generations. That's what the word sav means. How do I know it means alacrity? Zirus d'chsev vayitzavis Yoshua v'chaskeu v'amtsehu. That pasuk says, command Yoshua and give him strength, and you know, motivate him. And so you see that it's with motivation, with alacrity. That's how you see that the word tzav. Tzav is Yoshua means chaskeu v'amtsehu, give him chizik, and you know, really get him going. How do I know it means miyad uledoros, that it's not only immediate, but it's even for future generations? Dichsiv, because the pasuk goes on to say, min hayom asher tziva Hashem v'hala lidoroseichem. Pasuk says tziva Hashem, and then it uses the word lidoroseichem. So what do you see? That the tzav applies for all generations. So main point number, whatever number this is, three levels of a chi of mila: father, Beis Din, self, but not the mother. And again, we're going to focus a lot on that. Now, lif doso, an additional chiv that a father has but a mother does not, and that is lif doso, to do pidyon haben. Minolan, how do I know that there's an obligation to do pidyon haben, that a father has to do pidyon haben? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, kol bechor banecha tifdeh, that all firstborns of your sons you should redeem. That's Pidyon HaBen. How many times do we have Pidyon HaBen already? This Masechta, a lot. So here's another time. V'heicha d'lo parkei avua mechayiv ihu l'mifrake. If the father didn't do Pidyon HaBen, you got to do it on yourself. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, pado tifdeh. A double expression, pado tifdeh. Got to make sure it gets done. So it's interesting. No Beis Din over here. Pidyon HaBen, it goes straight from father. Father doesn't do it. Kids' responsibility. A lot of times Balei Tshuva come to the realization that they need to do Pidyon HaBen not only on their children, but on themselves as well, because the parents weren't from, they never did a Pidyon HaBen on them. V'ihi minalan de lo mifkada. How do I know that a woman is not obligated in Pidyon HaBen? Dichsiv tifdeh tipadeh. We can read it as tipadeh, that you should be someone who has Pidyon, which means kol she mitzuva liftosa satzmo mitzuva liftosa sacherim. If you have an obligation to do pidyon for yourself, then you have an obligation to do pidyon for other people. But if we call she'ena mitzuva liftoses atzmo, if you don't have any obligation to have a pidyon on yourself, like a woman, never, a girl doesn't get a pidyon, eino mitzuva liftos acherim, so you don't have any obligation to be poda your children. I v'ihi minalan de lo mechayva lemifrak nafsha. How do I know that she doesn't have an obligation to be poda herself? Tichsiv tifdeh tipadeh, because we darshin tifdeh tipadeh, which teaches us kol sha'achirim mitzuvim liftoso mitzuva liftoses atzmo. If someone else had to do a pidyon for you, then you would have an obligation ultimately to do it for yourself if they fail. But v'kol she'ein achirim mitzuvim liftoso, but if no one else ever had to do a pidyon for you, then ein mitzuva liftoses atzmo. Then you have no obligation to do it for yourself. Meaning, when does a person have to do their own pidyon haben? Only if their father didn't do it. Meaning, their father had to do it and failed. So then you got to do your own pidyon haben. A girl, you know how I know a girl doesn't have to do her own pidyon haben? Because no one ever had to do it for her. Her father never had to do it for her. So, and what's the obvious question? How do I know her father doesn't have to do it for her? How do I know that others don't have to do, that her parents don't have to do pidyon for her? Da amar kra, because the pasuk says, kol b'char banecha tifteh. You should redeem the firstborn of your sons. Banecha v'lo b'nosecha. Sons and not daughters. So essentially we said that a mother does not have to do pidyon haben on her son. Why? Because she doesn't have to do pidyon haben on herself. Why does she have to do Pidyon HaBen on herself? Because no one has to do Pidyon HaBen on her. Her parents don't have to do Pidyon HaBen on her. Why don't her parents have to do Pidyon HaBen on her? Because the Torah says Banecha. So I guess that'll be the main point. Mother doesn't have to do Pidyon HaBen on her child because she doesn't have to do it on herself. Which is because no one had to do it on her. Which is derived from Banecha.
So
So it's that, right? You gotta like follow up. We'll take questions in a second. Tan Rabbanan. Here's a practical shayla lemaisa. I got the shayla once. Who liftos, who b'no liftos? A person has his own pidyon haben to do and his child's pidyon haben to do. And he doesn't know which one to do first. Who kodim l'b'no? He takes precedence over his son. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'no kodmo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, his son takes precedence over him. Shezem mitzvaso al aviv. Because my pidyon haben was my father's responsibility, not really mine. Vizem mitzvas b'no alav. But my son's pidyon haben is my responsibility. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Hakol modin, everyone agrees, Kalhecha deleka elachame shlaim. If all you got is five shlaim, that's all the money you have to your name, which is exactly how much you need for pidyon haben, so you can't do both, then everyone agrees, Hu kodim lebno, take care of yourself before your child. It's like the masks on the airplane. Take care of yourself before your child. My taima, why? Mitzvah dugufei adifa. A mitzvah on yourself takes precedence. Ki pligi, when do they argue? Hecha di'ika chamesh meshubadim mechamesh b'nei chorin. The machlokas is, you have five slime of cash, but you also had a field. Before your son was born, you owned a field that was worth five slime that you have since sold. So should you tell the Kohen, go take that field from the guy I sold it to as pidyon haben for me? Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda holds, milva diksiv b'torah kiksuva b'shtar. Remember that? Kiksuva b'shtar damya? That any time there's an obligation, a monetary obligation in the Torah, it's like there's a shtar. And when there's a shtar, you're allowed to confiscate properties if you have a shtar. You have a shtar that says you're owed money, you're allowed to confiscate properties that have already been sold. So the Kohen has an obligation, black on white in the Torah, that you got to do pidyon haben. So you know what he could do? He doesn't only have to collect it from you, he can go collect it from anyone that you sold any property to. So Bahani Chamesh Parik Lebre, with the $5 that you have, do be po to your son, Vazel Kohen, Vitarv Leil Chamesh Meshubadim, Letitei. And the Kohen will go confiscate the property that you sold to pay for your pidyon haben. V'rabbanan savri, but the Rabbanan hold no. Milva diksiv ba'araisa lav kiksuva b'shtar damya. That when the Torah gives a monetary obligation, it's not the same as having a shtar. V'hilkach mitzvah dugufei adif. And therefore, you got to use your cash, your five slim cash, for yourself, not for your son. So last main point is... Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I guess. When the last one is that if you only have five slayim, you do your pidyon haben rather than your son's. But if you also have five slayim of mishubadim, of nechasim mishubadim, which means properties that you've sold. Then we have a machlokas, what to use the cash for, whether you should use the cash for yourself or for your son. So again, if you only have five slim cash and that's all you got, and you have a choice, either your pidyon haben or your son's, do yours. But if you also have five slim of nechasim meshubadim, meaning you have sold properties worth five slim, then it's a machlokas whether you should use the cash for yourself or for your son. The